This is Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station, part of the Attention Talk Network. Its sister stations include Attention Talk Video, your ADHD talk show station, our subscription-based newsletter, Attention Talk News, your ADHD news source. Each media channel can be accessed at their respective URLs, attentiontalkradio.com, attentiontalkvideo.com, and attentiontalknews.com. Keep up with all the media channels on our Facebook page, found at facebook.com/attentiontalkradio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper, and it is October the 16th, in the year 2013, right smack dab in the middle of ADHD Awareness Month. We've got a really big show for you tonight, the impact of ADHD on the economy, and I can't think of a better show to have in the middle of ADHD Awareness Month, because I think we all need to become aware of the impact ADHD has on the economy, and maybe what we can do to kind of help us and improve the financial gain for those with ADHD and our economy in total. With us today in our virtual studio is Linda Walker, who's a professional certified coach and an ADHD coach as well. Before we get into things real quick, I just want to make a quick announcement. The CHAD, annual CHAD conference, is around the corner. It's in the Washington, D.C. area from November the 7th to the 9th. For more information on that, go to chadd.org. Hope that you'll attend. I know that I will be there. Matter of fact, if you're there and you see me kind of walk around, be the guy with the video camera, probably interviewing a whole bunch of people. Come up and say hi. I'd love to talk to you. Let's see. I think that's all the announcements. So let's get into this, because this is a great show tonight. Again, Linda Walker is a professional certified coach and an ADHD coach who helps adults with ADHD overcome the special challenges of attention deficit disorder they encounter at home and in the workplace. She's the author of With Time to Spare, which is available online at Amazon.com, and is the editor of the creator of the Maximum Productivity Makeover for Creative Geniuses, a training program for adults with ADHD. She's also the chairperson of the Workplace Issues Committee for the Attention Deficit Disorder Association, that's ADDA, and that website, by the way, is add.org. And you can learn more about Linda and her book and her productivity program by going to coachlindawalker.com and at focustothrive.com. With that, Linda, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing really well, and I'm doing better than well. I think that this show is well done, well timed, and I think it's really good information that we get out there. You know, Linda, I remember back in the 80s, I got out of college and I sold group insurance at the time, back before in the U.S. there was PPOs and HMOs and all that kind of stuff, and I remember having conversations about smoking, and there was no question that there was an impact to the economy and healthcare. But nobody was really doing anything about it because they couldn't quantify it. And as numbers started to come out, the insurance companies started to adjust insurance rates because there was a definite cost associated with that to encourage people to stop. And employers started coming in with smoke cessation programs to try to help quit. And everybody started to really move forward. And there's more and more resources today out there for those that smoke to kind of help them. And I feel like today we're here to talk about some economic news that is really a same type of a paradigm. For the first time, we're starting to get some numbers to realize what the economic impact is and provide impetus for many people, employers, those with ADHD in the community, to come together and really do something about this. And as a coach, I just think it's important that we get this out there, and I encourage everybody not just to listen to the show, but to share the information on the show and kind of get it out there. So those are just my thoughts. Linda, you want to comment on that as well?
Yes, absolutely. I find that I think we underestimate how much of an impact ADHD has on society in general. We think a lot about ADHD with children, but we're seeing that it's also affecting adults in a big way and families. And now this recent report that came out actually shows as well these huge impacts on the workplace. So we do need to get the word out as much as possible to say, you know, ADHD is not a little thing. We really do need to start investing more into helping people. And I know that the report is the numbers are staggering, but I'm sure that it's only a small piece of the real puzzle.
I couldn't agree with you more. And for those listeners out here, we're actually – one of the things that we're going to talk about here, we're going to get into the meat of it, is there was a report that was published in the Journal of American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry. And if you – I could give you the URL, but it's really pretty complicated. But if you Google, put in quotation, economic impact of childhood and adult attention hyphen deficit / hyperactivity disorder in the United States, in quotation, if you do that and look for there's a couple things that kind of come up, but the webpage you want is the one that starts with www.jaacp.com. You go there and you can actually, it's for purchase, but for $12 you'd actually download the study that we're talking about. And we'll give out, I'll remind you later in the show so you go get that. So, Linda, let's just kind of start, because I know you looked at the report and I've looked at the report. When you looked at the stuff, what stands out to you? I mean, what really jumped out to you? And let's talk about some of the numbers so people have an idea what we're talking about here.
Okay. So there's quite a bit that stands out for me. Number one is, of course, the overall national annual incremental cost of ADHD is pretty high at $143 to $266 billion. And I think they've actually underestimated, but even those numbers are incredibly high. The other thing that I think is really major eye-opening is the fact that a lot of those costs are incurred by adults with ADHD, whereas very few of the investments are done on the help, finding help or providing help for those adults.
It's interesting to me because the report, and I'll digress for here for a second, there is a range here from, of $143 billion to $266 billion, and that is in 2010 U.S. dollars. And understand that this report is basically they took a bunch of other – they had some criteria that went out and looked at other research that was done in this area, and they pulled out 19. And so this research was kind of a culmination of other studies out there. So this is really an estimate in kind of an area. So there is a wide range here. And, Linda, I want to talk about it in more detail because I do think that these numbers are underestimated for some reasons we'll get into. But between – if you go to the low end, if it's $143 billion, $105 billion are attributed to adult ADHD. And to me, that was a surprise. I would have thought maybe it would have been in education and children, but clearly the majority is adult unproductivity. And I'm not so sure that's really even being addressed. I mean, I think children are being addressed to a degree, but I don't think, at least in my experience as a coach, the adults with ADHD are underserved. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. And I'm here in Canada, so I've seen a few employers who are open to helping their employee with ADHD. But you're totally right. Really, the brunt of the cost of the economic burden of ADHD is left on the shoulders of the employee or the adult with ADHD, and to a certain degree on their employer. They don't quite know it yet, but hopefully they'll know soon, and they'll be able to do something about it.
And when you think about it, imagine if hypothetically, the economy was an employer, and you could invest maybe, I don't know, $20 billion in helping those with ADHD and lower these costs, the productivity costs, down to maybe $50 billion. What a return on investment that would be.
Incredible, yeah. Absolutely. It would be a huge return.
And again, I think that's the key to today's show is – Go download the report. Go talk to people about this stuff because, again, employers actually have – I mean, it can impact their bottom line, so they have stakeholders in this. Let's also talk about the economic impact to the spouses.
Mm-hmm.
From your – what do you get from the report in reading on that in that space, Linda?
Well, I was happy to see that because I'm also a spouse of an ADHDer. I have a child with ADD. So I know that there's definitely an economic cost. I'm glad that that was addressed. The ADHD spouse does suffer in terms of the amount of the burden of the work that's often that they have to deal with. There's a lot more stress because of financial issues. We know that ADHDers struggle with their finances as well. There's a lot more discord in the family. The other issues that come up are also even at work, the spouse is struggling because of all this stress that's coming up, having to deal with making appointments for everyone, for example, or organizing the whole of the family. So the cost to the employer, to the spouse is very big. Is a lot bigger than even I think what is being proposed here. I'm trying to remember the numbers were $33 to $43 billion.
That's a big number. And I think you brought up a couple of really good points here. When you talk about stress and discord to the family, we did a show on stress a couple months ago with Blythe Colbert talking about that. And I don't think this really shows up in the numbers because the stress and the discord has got to translate, and I would think would translate, into maybe some health care expenses mm-hmm. that are not really a part of this, that would kind of be buried outside. And then the other spouse struggling at work, maybe they're tired and burning, carrying the load, so they're not as productivity. Those are also other numbers that, by reading this report, I understand are not. There's a few reports of the 19 studies. Some of them addressed it, but the majority of them didn't, which would lead us to believe these numbers are underestimated.
That's correct. I think they really are. The other thing that I was thinking of, there's also divorce. There's a lot higher divorce rate among ADDers because of this. And I could tell you just this week I've had 5 new clients whose spouses are on the verge of divorcing them. So the cost of divorce is huge as well. And it's not, I don't think it's included in these costs. So that's something else to look at.
You got a really, really good point. And I wish I had it here somewhere, but I thought I had read somewhere that those with ADHD are like twice as likely to get divorced, yep. which is a big number. Do you have any statistics on that, or is that the general number that you associate with?
Yeah, that's around the number I saw in the Russell Barkley's book, ADHD and What the Science Says. He talks about, I believe it is twice the number of divorces in the UMass study, the University of Massachusetts study.
Interesting. I need to run to a commercial break real quick, but before we do, Linda, you've got a program that kind of addresses productivity. You want to tell us about it a little bit?
Yes, it's called Thrive. We have a big program, Maximum Productivity Makeover, but most people would be interested in Thrive because it addresses productivity by helping adults with ADHD get a better handle on their ability to focus and on their health habits that will lead to that kind of focus. And it's had quite a few really good results in terms of increasing dramatically a person's productivity. It's an 8-week course. It's done online. It's not done. We're on the phone, so we don't even have to meet. There's some material that's involved as well.
And that's for information. They just go to focustothrive.com.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Focustothrive.com. Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an EDGE Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function impairment make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more.
Attendees and exhibitors are invited to participate in CHAD's 2013 Annual International Conference on ADHD that will be held November 7th through the 9th at the Hyatt Regency, Arlington, Virginia. Details about the annual conference are available on our new website at chad.com. Don't miss this chance to become an exhibitor and sponsor at this premier annual event.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is TimeTimer.com.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to Attention Talk Radio. We're here with Linda Walker, and we're talking about the impact of ADHD on the economy. For those that are listening, again, you can actually get a copy of the report that we're looking at online by, the best way to do this, again, is to, in quotations, Google search, Economic Impact of Childhood and Adult Attention-Deficit/Hyperactivity Disorder in the U.S., in quotation, and it's actually posted on the Journal of American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry. So, again, you can grab the and follow along. Linda, let's... Again, to me, the big surprise was was such a huge number in adult unproductivity. Let's talk about the sources of some of that stuff so we can understand a little bit about what goes into that. From your experience and what you read in the report, how does the lack of productivity manifest?
Okay. Well, we know that already ADHDers struggle to stay focused, and that's one of the issues. We have a much more turbulent workplace, so even people without ADHD struggle with paying attention, interruptions, and all of these types of things that come in that cause a person to lose track of where they were, and ADHDers won't necessarily go back to where they left off before the interruption happened. There's a struggle to start and finish projects. We know already that ADHDers really struggle with a lot of the details that they miss, and of course there's a loss of credibility. There's a whole slew of problems that come from that as a result of their not being able to complete the what they need to do at a time when they need to do them. Disorganization that leads to challenges with managing projects and having a state of overwhelm adds to the stress of the whole thing. And then poor management will create some issues. So as a result, they end up not necessarily – I have a feeling part of the problem comes from not being able to they're less likely to get promoted. They're a lot more likely to end up in having problems with discipline at work, being told that they're not their performance is not up to snuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're a lot more likely to quit their jobs and get fired than most people, and that's really what I'm seeing even in my practice.
Yeah, just to add to that list, chronic procrastination, impulsive mm-hmm. decisions, all these are ways that it manifests. But here's the thing that's key, at least in my opinion, Linda, is it's been proven that multimodal treatment for this crowd has an impact. It does improve performance in these areas. You want to comment from your perspective?
Absolutely. The multimodal approach allows the person, for example, they would seek help for medication. They would get a coach that could help them better manage their life and especially their work life, working together even with the supervisor if necessary. Those types of things really make a huge difference in the person's approach. And it doesn't just It's not just in the workplace that it ends up helping. It's actually even at home. So we know that when things don't go so well at home, they don't go so well at work either, because you're dealing with the ramifications of the struggle and the stress from home. You bring it to work with you. So a lot of these different approaches can help even a psychologist when there's some issues with self-esteem and so on.
And I'm glad you said that, but I have to tell you, Linda, one of the best things I like, other than bringing the awareness to the numbers, but on page 10 in the second column, it suggests that a one-size-fits-all approach to decreasing the burden of ADHD is unlikely to succeed. That is powerful to me, because mm-hmm. if you take a look at the paradigms of how you normally treat different types of thing. It's here's the system. Here's the way it works. It's a one size fits all, which I always kind of laugh at in a coaching world. So if there was one organizational solution, there'd only be one book in the self help section of the bookstore. The fact is, there's tons of them because everybody's mind is different. If you're going to organize and you're a visual person, it would look one way. Even I've coached some people where calendars don't work, but timelines do. And I don't see timeline out there. I have people draw that out. But if your mind thinks contextually, sometimes that's better. Or you might be more of an auditory person. So organization, to me, and some of these things are really based on the individual. And to me, I really liked this part of it. A one-size-fits-all approach of decreasing the burden doesn't really make some sense. It really is about meeting the individual where they are. Now, that's my thoughts. Linda,
I totally agree with that. I totally agree. I've been coaching for 9 years, and even at home, I have a husband and a daughter with ADHD, and I have not yet met two people that were exactly the same, for whom exactly the same strategies work. We really, really do have to go and look at a person's strengths. We really have to consider that, the person's situation. You know, it's going to be different for somebody who's working in a call center than someone who has to kind of in a call center where they would have to answer when the phone rings, where versus somewhere who someone who has who could do whatever they want to do at the time they want to do it, as long as they get their work done. So there's a difference, and each person has. We really do have to look at each individual approach. And again, the ADD is manifests itself so differently from one person to the next.
Oh, I love what you said. That it really is. When you, as they say, once you've seen one person with ADHD, you've seen one person with ADHD. They're all completely different. And you know, it's interesting because I really subscribe to some of Dr. Barclay's theories, and to me, ADD is not a deficit of attention. It's a self-regulation issue. And I always, just from a coaching perspective, always work with people to use what they can pay attention to as a means to get around what they struggle to attend to. And when you meet them where that is, and you look at the fact, look at ADD as not an attention issue but a self-regulation, it really, really, really kind of changes the game. Tell you what, I need to run to another break. Again, for those that are interested in learning more about Linda, go to CoachLindaWalker.com or check out her Thrive program at Focus to Thrive. That's FOCUSTOTHRIVE.com. That will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
You can't go off to school with them, but we can. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more how an EDGE coach can help your student reach their full potential.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Do you have something those with ADHD need? Advertise on Attention Talk Radio. We are a narrowcast, internet-based radio show targeting those with or impacted by ADHD. To learn more about advertising opportunities, email attention at attentiontalkradio.com.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're having a great conversation with Linda Walker on the impact of ADHD on the economy. Linda, let's just kind of touch base, because these are some big numbers that we're looking at, and we've alluded to, and even the report alludes to, that these might be understated. Let's kind of talk about some of the things that might that are not included in here that could really change these numbers. What stood out to you?
Well, I know that the authors talk about things like traffic violations and substance abuse when we're looking in general, even special education services. I also look at the ADD tax. I don't know if that's how I call it. And one of my clients had used that term, and I thought that is so true. But the ADD tax puts adult life is already complicated as it is, and so you have all of these issues, such as, you know, dealing with your finances, your income tax return, getting them on time, dealing with legal responsibilities and so on. fees, late fees, and all of these things are missing from these reports. And, of course, they couldn't necessarily be accounted for. The same with the cost of stress is a little bit of a challenge. How do you cater to that with the family itself? So there are some things that I see are somewhat lacking, but I don't think it's any fault of the authors. They really had to go with what was available in terms of information.
Yep, absolutely. Well, it's funny because I never thought of the ADD tax, but it does make some sense because I've coached a couple of people that, you know, the amount that they pay in late fees mm-hmm. or things that are not returned and stuff like that. I mean, there's something that's associated with it. But the other thing that's interesting is this report only accounts for those, I think it was under age 64, and certainly we realize that ADD impacts right through the life cycle, so it could be underestimated because it doesn't count for ADD how it manifests over age 64. The substance abuse part is, to me, potentially a huge area. We've done some interviews with Dr. David Teplin and some other things, and there's a huge correlation between having ADD and substance abuse issues, and that doesn't seem to be reflected in here. Also, as we talked about earlier in the show, is that some of the other costs associated with the family members and stuff were not really embedded in the story. So when you start to add these things back in, you can start to take a look at these numbers and either go to the higher range of what they reported or bump them up a little bit. It's pretty significant.
Yes, definitely. The other thing I was thinking about in terms of the ADD tax was those things that you lose. You know, you have to buy the same thing over and over again. I don't know how many times that's happened to us, even in our home, before we started getting organized. But yes, absolutely.
That's fascinating. So, to me, the great news of this report again is we have a dollar figure. We got a target. It might not be the exact one, but we're not talking about millions of dollars here. We're talking about billions. And what we also know from research is that multimodal treatment does have an impact. It does improve outcomes in this particular area. And to me, what is a big deal? And I know people might be overwhelmed by it, but I think the process is somewhat uniformed, but the solutions it's an individual-based type solution, and I think the worst thing that we can do is throw a one-size-fits-all out there to the ADD population to do this. And so with that, I think that we're beginning to have a case here to start to get partners to come together and start making the investment to address this. And I know, Linda, as a member of Attention Deficit Disorder Association, and you're a part of the the Workplace Issues Committee. You're actually hopefully going to take this information and some more information and make more things available from the ADDA website. You want to tell us about that a little bit?
Oh, wow. We've got a lot of really good things going on right now. It's been a busy few months, but it's definitely worth it. Some of the things that we're putting together are we're looking at putting together a presentation that would be geared towards that would really target HR departments and organizations, the owners of organizations, to kind of make them more aware of the cost of ADHD economically, but also in the workplace where it hurts them as well, and how they can actually help employees who have this kind of issue. So that's one thing we're doing. We're looking at even disclosure. You know, how do you deal with if you have ADHD? How do you disclose in the workplace? It's a very challenging question to answer, and so we're putting together a survey to try to figure out how did it go for people who did disclose, and what were they disclosing about, and whether some of the resulting what were the results from doing that. So there's a number of different things, and next year is actually ADD the ADDA's 25th anniversary. So there's a whole bunch of things that will happen on the website. We're actually putting together even a workplace issues website. So there's going to be some interesting things coming up.
And it's great because these resources will be accessible by the public. And again, this is ADHD Awareness Month, but it doesn't end the month of October in the year 2013. My charge to everybody out there is to create that awareness. The more we can humanize stuff, the more we reduce stigma. But most importantly to me is don't listen to this show today, but don't let it end there. Take some initiative and try to get some of this information out and educate the population, businesses. Insurance companies are also our stakeholders in this, about the economic impact, and that, hey, it's worth probably making an investment here because, again, the data shows that the treatments, the multimodal treatment, does improve outcomes, and so make the investment. We can save some money in the long run. With that, Linda, any other comments, anything we
Yeah, there's a couple of things that come up to me. First of all, they didn't look at entrepreneurs and the lost opportunities there, because there are a lot of aviators that end up becoming entrepreneurs. And so we don't know what we don't know. You know, some of these people may have the most amazing idea that could solve some of our biggest problems in the world, and they're sitting there. They're not being implemented because there's nobody there to help them get the help that they need. The same for burnout. There's a lot more ADHDers who struggle with burnout. There's a recent study, and I noticed it in my practice. I started looking for this. Why was it that so many of my clients had suffered one or multiple burnouts, and found that ADHDers are 3 to 6 times more likely to suffer from burnout. So that's significant as well. There's a cost there that actually is not included in the report. So there's a lot that that we're missing, but certainly there's a lot that we could do by making this information a lot more readily available for people and helping them to see what's in it for them to help ADHDers lead a better life.
Absolutely. A reminder, everybody, to get access to this report, Google Economic Impact of Childhood and Adult Attention-Deficit/Hyperactivity Disorder in the United States. Again, it's printed in the Journal of American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry. And with that, Linda, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. It was wonderful.
As a reminder, Linda's website, to learn more about her, go to CoachLindaWalker.com or Focus to Thrive and learn about her Thrive program. Everyone, I hope you enjoy this. Let's get the word out, and we'll help the whole ADHD community. Thanks again, Linda, and tune in next week for another great edition of Attention Talk Radio.
Thank you. Bye-bye.